Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. So glad to be with you today. As I am recording this, it is Tuesday before Thanksgiving, and I am just so thankful for each and every one of you guys. The opportunity to be able to serve you is just ridiculous that that's what I get to do. So welcome to the show. Today, we are going to talk about something huge. I didn't really know how to put a title on it that was going to adequately convey how important this is. So we talked, the official title is How Not Knowing Your Perfect Customer Can Cost Your Cleaning Company, but it's not really your cleaning company. It's you, your family, your life, your employees, your prospective employees. This is really the key to the whole operation. So let's dive in. Oh, by the way, if you love the show, if you're getting value, if you've been listening for a while and you want to support us, all you have to do is subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast, and refer us to friends, other people, business owners that are trying to grow. Make sure that you refer us. The more listens and downloads we get, the more time and energy we can put into providing amazing content. So let's dive into why and how not knowing your perfect customer can really not just cost your cleaning company, but your opportunity, and just without overstating it, quite possibly the whole reason you were put here on this earth. So for so long, over the last 20 years, I've always wanted to grow my cleaning, or my business, right? I've had lots of different businesses, my first of which was a cleaning company. And I just wanted to grow so badly. And I thought if I just sold well enough, if I just marketed well enough, if I just like kind of did the right things well enough, I would be able to grow my business by convincing people to give me money, right? Like that. And I don't know if any of you guys and gals out there feel that way. Like, oh, if I just, you know, take enough courses in selling or get good enough at marketing or pay Facebook the right amount, I will be able to convince people or talk to people and give me money, and then I can grow my business. The problem is that belief leads to chasing and begging and really positioning yourself so poorly that people, even if and when they do pay you, which they don't, they don't value the service that you bring, the effort that you put in. And then we end up feeling bitter. Like, why am I working so hard? And not only do I make the money I should be making, but the people I'm working so hard to serve don't even tend to appreciate it, right? So for me, the big aha came when I discovered that if I just had what people wanted, they would come to me. And instead of begging and chasing, I could sift and sort and serve as opposed to begging. I got to tell you, guys, gals, Cleaning Nation, that one discovery changed everything in my world. It was so frustrating constantly looking for the magic pill. Like if I, and again, there's so many advertisers out there that want to sell you that magic pill of just buy my Facebook course and you shall be rich. Just take my class and read this script or do whatever the case is and you'll be rich. The problem is, if you don't have what people want and you're not offering it to them, no matter how well you offer them something they don't want, you know, I hate that saying of like, oh, that guy's such a good salesperson, he could sell ice to Eskimos, right? A good salesperson would never try to sell ice to Eskimos unless they needed it. A great salesperson just gets crystal clear. A business person, entrepreneur really, just gets crystal clear on what the right people want and helps them get that, right? So I didn't recognize this, and I share this because I think some of you guys might be there, and I want to kind of bring you on the journey that I had. I didn't realize this until I sold my last brick and mortar business. You know, I had construction companies selling cars, manufacturing, and in all of those businesses, I kind of got by doing okay with trying to like sell people on things that I was doing, right? If you just sold hard enough and pushed hard enough, you could get people to buy your car, your construction project, or your whatever it is, your cleaning service, right? But it was just hard. It was always hard to make money. It was always hard to have the life that I wanted. And I think that was because when I had my cleaning company, if I didn't sell them my cleaning service, they would just move on with their lives, right? Or when I had my car dealership, if they bought a car from somewhere else, that was fine, right? But once I sold all those brick and mortar businesses, I got into a business of coaching owners of cleaning companies. I realized if I'm really, really going to change lives, I moved from just getting someone a car to we desperately want to change owners of cleaning companies' lives and give them time and money freedom. Once that became the game or what we were here to do, I realized I couldn't just sell people the coaching that I thought or even knew that they needed, right? I had to find out what you guys, owners of cleaning companies, wanted, truly, truly wanted, and find a way to give it to you. So my own wanting to succeed and wanting to be important and make money and do all that sort of stuff literally had to die. And my desire to help a community of people and get them the results they wanted literally had to take over, not just for me, but for the team members that we have and everybody in our community. If I couldn't make that happen, I really felt that I couldn't fulfill my purpose in life, right? So that, to me, it was a big deal. Now, a lot of you guys are going, great, I don't own a coaching company. Why should I care? Well, this is important to you because so many of the people that we coach, i.e. you, owner of cleaning company, don't feel that they are fulfilling their purpose in life, right? They get burnt out with the I'm just a cleaner syndrome, right? Because they're chasing and begging and pushing as opposed to really understanding the value that they bring, right? So as I recognize that serving others for me was really the only way that I was going to get what I wanted out of life, not just financially, but making my time worth something, right? Especially after you sold a couple businesses for seven figures, it's not that money becomes unimportant, but you start looking really for your return on your time investment, right? And I think a lot of you guys and gals, that frustration is partly the money, but if we really dug deep, it might be a lot of, I'm spending so much time and working so hard. And this vision I see so clearly in my head, this picture of what my life could look like and this benefit my business could bring to the world just isn't coming true. And the harder I work, the further I seem to get away from that, right? So again, the opportunity here is discovering it's not about you. It's never been about you. It's always been about your clients, right? So that if you're writing stuff down, that's the writer downer for today is it's not about you. It's about your clients. We've got to move from guy with mop or guy that hires guy with mop or gal to guy with solutions. Actually, that's probably something better to write down the first one. Move from guy with mop or guy who cleans toilets or gal who cleans toilets to guy or gal that has solutions, right? Think of the difference that you can make, not just in your life, but in everybody's life that you're with. If you move from cleaning toilets to helping your customers get free time, here's an exciting one, owner of a cleaning company, helping your customers grow their businesses, make more money, reach their dreams. A couple things happen. First of all, you have a lot more fun, right? When I had my car dealership, we weren't on a mission, right? We had culture and core values, and we really enjoyed the work that we did, and we enjoyed one another, and we had a lot of fun with our customers, and it was great. But we weren't on a mission, right? We weren't changing people's lives. And I should have found a way to tie what we did to the ability to change people's lives. And that's what I'm coaching you guys to do, is really understand what your customers wanted, right? And if I had to go back and coach car dealership owning Mike, what my customers really wanted is to feel special and to feel good about themselves and have people acknowledge how successful they were or safety for their family, right? We really needed to understand that at a deeper level and find a way to give that to them. And if we happen to sell them a car in the process, great. And if not, so be it. So how that works out for you guys is we've got to stop selling cleaning and start selling solutions. So here is the framework on exactly how to do that. First of all, and this is the frustrating part that so many people skip, which breaks my heart, frankly, is really get clear on who exactly your perfect prospect is, right? So many people feel that their perfect prospect is anybody that's got money and might give it to them. And that's the problem, right? That's what leads to begging and chasing is this guy waved a nickel in front of me or threw a nickel on the ground. I had to dance or pick it up. Because he had a nickel, we've got to move to who's our perfect prospect. Whose lives do we really, really, really want to impact? Okay. So I love the quote from Alice in Wonderland where Alice meets the Cheshire Cat. And she says, would you please tell me which way I ought to go from here? And the Cheshire Cat says, that depends a good deal on where you want to get to. Alice said, I don't much care. And the cat said the only reasonable answer, which is, then it doesn't much matter which way you go. So many of us, so many of the people that come to me for help growing their companies, they're frustrated and they say things like, I can't grow. Help me. Should I market like this? How much should I charge my customers? I've got all this sort of stuff. And I go, well, hold on, before we get there, who's your customer? And they go, people that need things cleaned, or they'll say commercial or residential, right? Kind of very general stuff like that. But they don't know exactly who their perfect prospect is. So when they say, you know, can you please tell me which way I ought to go from here? And I go, well, where do you want to get, right? Who are you trying to serve? And they go, I don't know, or I don't care who I serve. Then it really doesn't matter how you market, right? Because we can't just, again, it goes back to trying to sell the things that we have or that we want to sell over trying to identify who our people are, our tribe, right? Like owners of cleaning companies. If you ask me, what are realtors' hopes and dreams? I couldn't tell you. I don't know, right? But if you ask me what your hopes and dreams are, owner of a cleaning company, I know that you want to be recognized. You don't want to just be a cleaner. You want to give. Most of you guys are really important. It's really important to you to invest back into your team and have employees that care and build a community and serve your people and change the world, right? I know that you want financial freedom, but you also want time freedom, right? So because of that, I can really find pride, as opposed to selling what, you know, at the beginning I wanted to sell, which is coaching. Hey, give me money and I'll help you grow your company. I had to decide what you really want. What growing your company meant was being recognized, building something important, having time and money freedom, right? So we've got to have you guys move from cleaning toilets to understanding exactly who we're serving. And here's the key, and this is where it gets tricky, right? This is where we need the mindset work. Go to vowing to stop working with people that aren't your perfect prospect. So the step one is to understand who your perfect prospect is. Step two is to vow to only serve your perfect prospects, right? Sure, there's lots of money out there to be had for realtors. If I wanted to help realtors grow, we could do that. I'm sure we can make a ton of money, but they're not my perfect prospect. They're not my people. You guys are my people. So we want to make sure that you guys, A, understand who your people are, and then B, say no to people that aren't your people, right? And it sounds weird because we think if we want to grow our business as fast as we can, we need to say yes to as many people as possible. The truth is, same thing with, the practice makes perfect. That's not true. Perfect practice makes perfect, right? If you practice poorly, you're going to get poor results. Perfect practice does make perfect. Same thing with saying yes to as many people as possible is going to grow. That's not the truth. Saying yes to as many of the right people is going to make you grow. Saying yes to as many of the right people as possible is going to make you grow. There's two kind of underlying things that you need to get with that. To say yes to the right people, we have to A, know who the right people are, right? And I promise you, if it's just people with money, could you imagine if I was trying to coach people with money? How could I know all of your hopes and dreams and nuances and residential and commercial, what your people want, how they feel and how they pay and what it takes to hire cleaners specifically and how that looks? There's just all this nuance and detail I know. Because I know and desperately care about you being an owner of a cleaning company, right? So first and foremost, for you to be able to only sell to people your perfect prospects, you have to A, know who they are, and B, that means a corollary is you have to not sell to people that aren't your perfect prospects. And that's the tricky part, right? Like if we know that we really want to help moms raise their kids and not have to, you know, have the kid like, you know, you spent all that time working, I would have rather you spent time with me, mom, or you spent all the time cleaning or doing hustling about the house. I just needed you, right? And we give that gift to moms. And when the mom goes, oh, I also opened a business. I also happen to, have a business. Can you clean that? And you're like, sure, right? You've got to know how to say no to people that aren't your perfect prospect. So number one in the framework is get crystal clear on who your prospect is, right? Number two is vow to stop working with people that are not your perfect prospects. That's equally important. And then number three, understand their hopes and dreams and what's keeping them from those hopes and dreams. We go, great, now that I know who my perfect prospect is, how can I sell my crap? And that is, you're setting yourself up for an uphill, frustrating climb, as opposed to going, what is it they desperately, desperately want? Like, I feel so blessed that I have you guys and we're able to coach, but you all come to us and we have so many more of you coming to us than we go to you, not because we're great marketers, because we as a team understand deeply what you want and what you need and what's important to you. And we can communicate that so you guys come to us and we don't have to chase, right? So that's exactly what we want you to do, right? As opposed to chasing, we want you to really understand their hopes and their dreams and what's keeping them from their hopes and dreams so you can give them that as opposed to just cleaning crap, right? So stop selling cleaning and start selling solutions to your perfect prospects' pain or whatever is keeping them from their hopes and dreams. Here's a couple ideas that you can do. You can make a podcast that features local business owners. What pain does that solve? That solves most business owners are just like you. They want fame. They want fortune. They want to be recognized for this cool thing that they've built. They want people to know. If you create a platform for local business owners and a podcast, and guess what this is, by the way? Most of you or many of you listening to the sound of my voice are doing so on a podcast, right? So you can make a business that featured local business owners, your perfect prospect, that would allow you to have them up. We do that all the time. We have our customers come on. I want to show, and obviously our customers are perfect prospects. We accepted them because we love them. We have them on, right? And we kind of show them off. So we want you guys to do the same thing where you can showcase your perfect prospects. That gives you an opportunity to solve their fame and fortune problem. And once you've given them a gift, then it's a lot easier to invite them on to a free bid or whatever the next step in your program is. You could make a COVID relief plan, right? A lot of people are like, I'll do fogging because we have a fogger that we want to sell. So, or we have fogging services that we want to sell. So we say stuff like, I'll do your fogging. But that's not what they want. Make a COVID relief plan, right? That's going to solve the specific problems for specific customers. You can, for moms, if it's moms, save them time, give them time with their kids. So it's really, really important that A, you understand exactly who your customers are. B, you stop selling to people that aren't your perfect prospects. C, you understand their hopes and dreams and what's keeping that from them. And then D, you give them an offer that helps solve their pain, even if it's outside. Like when I talk about a podcast, a lot of you guys are like, well, I'm in the cleaning business. Well, no offense, but the cleaning business can be super low margin, right? The business that we do, coaching, is high margin. Guess another high margin business, selling advertising on a podcast. That's very high margin business. You guys know that fogging can be very high margin compared to cleaning. Well, guess what? A COVID relief plan that makes sure that people stay open and follow the law and they feel that they're doing what's right morally and ethically, that's worth even more than fogging, right? And both of those are worth more than cleaning a toilet. Saving someone's time, when you're talking about wealthy people, people that really contribute to the world, their time is the most valuable thing that they've got. And if you can save them time, they're much more interested in that and they'll pay a lot more for that than they will for you to clean their toilet. So as soon as we did this as a company, we moved from chasing and begging, and even when we had clients, they didn't see the value as much as they do now, to sifting and sorting and serving at such a high level so clients know that they're loved and that we understand them and that we're here to serve them. And this allowed us not only to make more money and grow like crazy, but to attract a team that is sold out on the same thing. People are always like, oh my gosh, your team is so amazing. Where do you get such great people? Guess what? I just started this mission to serve owners of cleaning companies. I found other people that wanted to serve just like that, right? And that allows us to help our clients. You know, certainly we want to help you with the, you know, making more money and having more time freedom and reaching your goals. But we do that by helping you help your clients reach their goals, right? And so everybody gets it when they're like, if I was like, hey, give me a bunch of money for coaching or to talk on the phone with me, not a lot of people are going to pay that. But if I say, hey, let me help you transform your life and get the time and money freedom that you want, they'll pay anything, right? But then they go to their clients, and instead of going, let me help you live the life that you want and reach your hopes and dreams, they'll go, can I clean your toilet? And they don't understand why it's so frustrating. So we really want to make sure, and that's the big thing that we get, is we help our clients move from selling cleaning, which is hard to sell and low value, to selling solutions, right? And again, it could be saving them time, it could be making them feel good, it could be inviting them on a podcast, giving them fame and fortune, helping them with COVID. There's all sorts of stuff. You just have to know what your people are. So not only has that helped us with our business, we've helped hundreds, if not thousands, of owners of cleaning companies grow their business with the same concept. And the magic is, it's almost like you get the important thing first in terms of that deep desire we all have to change the world and have employees that really are down with our cause and believe in what we do and are passionate about our people just like we are. And then kind of almost as the bonus, we get the wealthy, right? We get our time and money freedom because attracting the best prospects and customers and knowing who they are and having and being able to serve them at the high level as opposed to beg and chase, and attracting the best team to serve, that really kind of takes you out of the equation. You're not having to clean and wash toilets. You're able to just kind of run that community that you've built, and it's awesome. So not only do you get the time and money freedom that you're looking for, you get the real gift, which is kind of becoming the person that I believe God put you on the earth to be, right? So if that makes sense and that's helpful, like I said, subscribe, rate, review. If you want more, just direct message me on Instagram. We're Grow My Clean. It's instagram.com/growmycleaningcavities. Just direct message me, subscribe, or I referred or I reviewed, and I will get you an absolutely free copy of I'm a Freaking Genius. Why is this business so hard? We always want to give value to you guys to help you grow. Because I truly believe that our country, I'm here in the States, the United States, is dependent on the small business owner and what you guys do. So I want to do everything I can for the people that are all in, committed to help y'all. That said, there's going to be a small percentage of you right now that are like, holy crap, I want to make that change. I love the idea of a podcast. I've always wanted a podcast. I like that Mike does a podcast. I listen to podcasts. I see the value, but I'm terrified. I don't know how to make that happen in my life. How do I make that happen in my life? You are not alone. We had quite a few people. That's one of the things that we coach all of our clients do, start a podcast, but so many don't. So we are doing a 2-day event. This is gonna be the first one ever here in Phoenix in just like literally like 3 weeks. So if you're gonna come, let's do it. If you want all the details on that, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/podcast event. We are literally gonna help you make a money machine podcast in 2 days. We're gonna do it with you and we're gonna have a crap ton of fun. So if you've got value, you're like, I want more, I need more help, subscribe, rate, and review. Just direct message me on Instagram that you did so. I'll get you a free copy of my book. If you're like, yeah, the book sounds great, but I want to get with you and actually build a podcast together, then just go to growmycleaningcompany.com/podcast event. And we're limiting it, by the way. We're only going to take 15 people in person and 15 person online. And it's getting full up. So, and time's getting close. So if you really want us to do this with you, come now because time is short. All right, guys, gals, amazing human beings. Really enjoy getting to spend some time with you. Hopefully you were able to shift your mindset from how do I sell more crap to get what I want, to how do I understand who my perfect prospect is and what they want, and how can I serve that problem at a high level? And then there's no chance I won't get what I want. If you made that shift, our 20 minutes here together has been time well spent. Talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.